This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone, this is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Phillips.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello, my name is Derek Combs.
My name's Toby Show Silva.
My name's Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
Oh, hello.
Hey, hello.
Oh, I can hear Liam, but Max's microphone's muted. Oh, hey. Hello. There he is. And Liam's just like, I don't know if he's dropped out and reconnected or something.
I'm still here. I just must be something wrong with my camera.
What's going on? What's the weather like over in Maryport? Like,
just the usual windy and rainy.
Yeah, I mean, you might have... We'll see how we get on. It's not, you know, it's not too much of a harm.
I mean, the sound's fine. You just can't see myself.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, maybe it'll figure itself out. I don't know. Hopefully. Yeah. Is it not just like a simple, like, you know, just slide the thing across and then, you know, we can see you?
No, I've tried it. No, I'll just leave it.
Right. I mean, no worries. I mean, like, you know, I'll crack on with things. Alright lads, how's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 148, and I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by just the two men, two-thirds of the guys that I like to call the Cumbrian Brain Trust. I'm joined by Max and Liam. How you doing, lads? You alright?
Yeah. Smashing, mate. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You know, we're without Wills for this one, so I'm sure he's going to be focused on the Burton game that's going to be happening in just about 40 minutes from the time of this recording. So if people out there think we're going a little bit quickly, it's because, well, basically we want to watch the Burton game. So we might be able to wrap this up in about 45 minutes and we'll see how we get on, lads. We'll see how we get on. But before we plough on through the show and the twists and the turns and the traditions that we have around here on the Blue Army Podcast, at the start of the show, it can only mean one thing and one thing only. It's time for the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. I think he's trying to. It's the Blue Army Podcast. Right, get in, lads. Here we go. Did you hear about Barrow Library burning down?
Back to the Barrow jokes.
Well, no. They lost both their books, and one of them wasn't even coloured in yet. Worth it every time. We'll plough on. I mean, Liam, you know, you're gonna have to do a lot of heavy lifting this time, as it's the part of the show where we all get to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening in the league? One roundup with just Liam this week.
I know. Sad times without Will, but you know, I hope I'm doing proud. And the big news coming out just today is that Reading have been docked 2 more points, which, you know, if you'd have told me that a good few weeks ago, I'd have been ecstatic. But, you know, at the minute, it doesn't really mean anything for us. But in terms of the rest of the League One kind of relegation fight, you know, if you're a Cheltenham fan or a Charlton fan or something like that, they've been dragged right back into it, being on 36 points, cutting their gap from the relegation zone into just 3 points instead of the five they had. So, you know, and look, they've got a much, much better goal difference than Cheltenham, who are just below them. But yeah, that seems to be the big thing. And it's another example of a club being run very, very poorly that, you know, it might end up costing Reading if Cheltenham continue their good run of form and manage to pull out of the relegation zone.
So, is that it for Reading? Is there going to be any further punishments? Or is it sort of like, well, if they carry on the way they're going, there probably will be if they keep missing, you know, payments and stuff?
To be honest with you, I'm not too sure, and I don't think anyone is. That's kind of the problem.
Okay.
You know, you look on the, you know, the news for, like, there's like a Reading news like forum thing, and the top post is "I'm sick of all this," and just that's it. You know, it's really not going well for Reading at all. But yeah, look, I think I'm just reading about it now. Yeah, it's not. It looks like there could be more. And I think the fans are very much pushing for the club to be, you know, saved by a new owner before they end up inevitably being wound up and put into administration.
Yeah, they've just been sort of abandoned by their owner, unfortunately. And, you know, a terrible position to be in for the fans, obviously.
Yeah. Is there anything else, Liam?
That's about it. I just like to add to that they were also given a £100,000 fine on top of that. So yeah, it ain't looking good for them. But yeah, that's the big news of this week, really, is that, you know, Reading look to be a bit in the bin. If not this season, then it looks like they're in for, you know, dire straits next at least.
Okay. So there might be a knock-on effect yet to be had at Reading. I don't think that 2 points is really going to, you know, down and out them at all. I don't think it's going to have too much of an impact. But at least we all got to find out. What's been happening here? What's been happening there? In the League One roundup with just Liam this week, mate. Just, you know, just Liam. No, he did okay. You know, he fleshed
solid,
it out.
Solid performance.
Solid performance, you know, and I mean, you know, someone who's you know, you didn't let Will down at all. Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. But no, a man who's a constant, consistent performer is a man I also have to apologize to, because Max, it's the one time I just couldn't think of a rhyme. It's Max's £1 million idea. Go on, lad.
Thank you very much. Well, I can't take much credit for the segment because, you know, most of them are sort of entries by the listeners and the people on Instagram. So, you know, but I'll take the credit if it's there.
You organised this segment after all. You know, you're putting the ideas forward.
Well, that's very generous of you to admit. So this week, we've got an idea from Cupcake Linda 05. It's more sort of stadium based things. So it says roof on the waterworks, giving people the option to go there on match day, or give more allocation to the away fans and give them the waterworks. Either way, we get more use out of it. As annoying as it was seeing Bolton celebrating it, it was good having all four sides of people. Four sides of the stadium full with people, especially for scoring goals at that end. I mean, that's a, you know, you can imagine away fans welcoming that, but, you know, it's not going to be a Bolton every week, is it? They're not going to get, it's not going to get filled out every week. That's the issue, isn't it?
But I think, like, there's a lot to be said for sort of mapping out the stadium in a better way to create a better atmosphere, like, definitely. And I would say, like, the waterworks end is a really good start, because there's not a lot of football teams that allow away supporters in their main stand, basically. I know it's, like, a bit that's overlooking the pitch, yeah. But, like, it's just a black tarpaulin between the two groups of supporters and not a lot of football. You want to isolate, you know what I mean? Like, it's an old-school tactic. Yeah. It's, like, one of those kind of things. We want to isolate their supporters sort of from your supporters. And also, because the Warwick's so sort of like far away from the away support, and the Warwick's definitely the more vocal, like sort of like, yeah, supporters in the stadium, you'd want to do something to encourage those supporters to be nearer the away fans. So you'd want to have like that, maybe that away end becomes like a Carlisle Ultra stand or something, like a Carlisle Ultra section. Like it's like advertised like something like that. That sounds cool. Yeah. You can be an Ultra member for a certain amount of money. There's an Ultra bar at the stadium, and you go there and you're looked after, and it's a proper culture. Do you know what I mean? It's not about violence, but it's about loving the club and being that extra bit more passionate maybe than other people. And I think like some people might, you know, you're going to have to migrate from the Warwick eventually because it's going to need improving. So like there's going to be a moment where the Warwick's like completely unusable. So you're going to have to give them somewhere to go. So while the Waterworks is closed now, it's probably a good shout to get it revamped, to get it ready for away fans, because especially if we're going into League Two, there's not many teams in League Two that'll pack out the Waterworks, and we're not going to miss out on that much allocation and that much revenue, I don't think. So yeah, and just get people used to having that section and make it something.
I mean, it's more of a planning for the future kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, but it could be done as soon as next season. Do you know what I mean? The changes can start happening. It's just about, like I said, mapping the stadium out a little bit smarter to create the atmosphere just a bit more and make it a bit more hostile.
Saw a vlog from a Cambridge fan, and one of the comments he made was that it was a very weird-looking stadium because all four sides are completely different to each other. And that is something that I hadn't really noticed, to be honest, before, but it is true.
He's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And as for the ultras section, I think we'd get a lot of stick for having a self-proclaimed ultras section. But
you know what I mean? You don't have to call it. Just call it Fox's business section.
No, it's a good idea, though, to try and get those people to move out of the Warwick and, you know, go a bit closer to the away fans. That is another topic which has been brought up before that I haven't read out yet. But yeah, definitely would improve the atmosphere.
I think you'll have a big part to play, Is that just one idea this week you're going to tease us with?
Yeah, I'm going to give you one idea. It's one idea from now on, because, you know, it's... But until I think of another sort of segment. So yeah, by all means, send in your ideas for segments, or, you know, give us a new idea.
Definitely. I mean, like, we're going to be bringing back FIFA Higher or Lower in the summer for like a tournament style dealie. It's going to be fun. It's almost like a penalty shootout thing. It's one person versus another thing. We've slightly changed the rules around FIFA Higher or Lower. But it'll be a lot of fun. And you know, we're always trying to come up with like new segments and stuff. We don't want things to get stale around here. So send in those ideas, you know, to all the comment sections where you normally send your match reactions and that kind of thing. Max, thank you very much. But, you know, I have to apologise. I'm really sorry, mate. Because it's the one time I just couldn't think of a rhyme. It's Max's million pound idea. Well done, mate. Consistently good, you know. I mean, it's someone else's ideas, but you're picking them, you know, you're plucking them.
I'll take credit for plucking them, yeah.
And once again, thank you very much for your ideas. Keep sending them in. Lads, we'll move on to some Carlisle United related news, and we'll kick off with some soft ex-Blues news. And it's the news that former Carlisle United captain and cult hero Danny Granger is set to step down from his role at Workington Reds at the end of the season. It has been highly rumoured that he's first in line for the new head of youth development role at Carlisle United. Liam, you're somebody that's seen Workington play a few times this season. There's three lads on loan at Workington at the moment. They're all featured this weekend in Workington's win. Obviously, the idea is to keep Workington in the league and starve off any kind of relegation sparks. So, I mean, who can you see stepping into that seat at Workington Reds, you know, from your sort of like little bit of knowledge around the ground that you know?
Well, to be honest, I can't claim to know too many managers at that level, but the new kind of assistant coach in Jamie Devitt has to be kind of mentioned, I think, unless he comes to Carlisle with Danny Granger. And you mentioned about the relegation threat there. I think we're getting pretty safe from that now.
Yeah.
And I think that's almost why he's announced he's leaving now, because it's almost like they're in a position now where they can't really go down, they can't really go up. You know, he's stabilized it, nothing can really happen. just enjoy the rest of the season with him while they still can, because he's got a promotion on his CV now. But yeah, I think working at the type of club who would like to promote from within, and I think maybe Danny Granger, or I can't for life me remember his other assistant coach, there's two of them. One of them two. I think he'll probably get the job.
Yeah, because I reckon Jim Nichols at Carlisle City would turn it down because he's too big time.
He wouldn't get interviewed.
I mean, he's got promotion on his CV and a County Cup. Granger's got a County Cup as well, didn't he? Won it last year with Workington.
Yeah, he did.
That game. Yeah. So it's a County Cup as well. County Cup. There's nothing to be smacked at when you've got a team as difficult as Carlisle United to negotiate in that cup. You know what I mean? So it's an achievement for any other team apart from Carlisle to win it, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is, to be fair.
Yeah, it's you know, it's not the easiest cup to win. It really isn't. And as Carlisle United have proven so consistently over the years, they can't even deliver us that little bit of silverware, unfortunately. Someone who might be delivering some gold to Carlisle United's doorstep in the very near future is Jared Branthwaite. Gentlemen, this weekend he scored a vital goal for Everton on their campaign to also survive relegation. He earned them a draw against Brighton. It doubled his Premier League goal tally for the season. And as we always do, gentlemen, there's a running theme and a fun game here on the Blue Army podcast. We like to speculate about the valuation of young Jared Branthwaite. It's been rumoured, lads, it's a 20% transfer sort of profit clause coming back to Carlisle United as part of the deal. What do you think the valuation is after doubling his Premier League goal scoring tally? Max, you look like you're deep in thought, mate. I'll kick off with you.
So I can't really remember what I said last time, but I'd go for somewhere in the region of sort of 60 to 70 probably. But obviously a big part of, you know, it's a big factor in that is going to be whether he gets selected in the Euros, I think, and how he plays if he does play.
That'll be big. It's been rumoured that it's Real Madrid and Man United that are going to be the two main teams fighting it out as for his signature. Liam, how much would you say that signature is going to be worth this summer?
Probably about somewhere between 60 and 70 million.
60 and 70 million. Okay, you're playing it safe. You know, you're right in that ballpark where Max has just landed in. But, you know, it's probably a wise position to go. I'm going to go higher just because of the two teams involved and the stupid money that they're willing to pay for players. I'd say Jared Branthwaite is currently worth 80 million.
Just because it's one of them. Maguire went for that, didn't he?
Exactly. So Man United have paid stupid money for worse. And so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, my 60 million immediately goes up by about 10% if it's Man United paying.
It is English tax as well, which is another thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a very true thing. A very true thing. But yeah, they seem to be the two main teams interested. I think, like, you know, if it wasn't for Everton, then Liverpool would also be interested because you need somebody to replace Van Dijk in the future. But yeah.
Might be if they get a new manager in and he says he wants Branthwaite.
I don't think it'd be that controversial, really. He's not from Liverpool, is he? So it's...
Yeah, I don't think it will. I think it will be in Merseyside for a little bit, but like, yeah. I don't think it's like a massive thing, though. No. I don't think it'll be like a massive thing. I think the two clubs could agree a transfer. It won't be to do with the two clubs. It'll be more to do with the shtick and if whether or not Jared's willing to take it. But being a West Cumbrian lad, he probably doesn't mind. You know, he's got thick skin as well as...
It'd be hard to turn Liverpool down, wouldn't it?
It would be hard to turn Liverpool down there. Yeah. I think it would be. But that's always fun, lads, to speculate on that. We'll move on to some sad news, unfortunately, and it's the news that a man described as the most talented and gifted player to ever play for Carlisle United, Stan Boyles, has passed away at the age of 75. He played for Carlisle United during the 1971 and 1972. He moved on to Queen's Park Rangers, where he became an absolute legend and described as the best player to ever wear the blue and white hoops. So at 75 years old, I thought to go out to Stan Boyles family, of course, an absolute Carlisle United legend. In other Carlisle United related news, it has been announced that on March the 23rd, and the home fixture being Stevenage, Carlisle United will play host at Brunton Park to the One Carlisle, One Community event, where we'll see ticket prices slashed to £10 for adults. So once again, that is going to take place on the 23rd of March. It's the home game against Stevenage, and the tickets are going to be just £10 for adults. So get yourself down there, and I'm sure it's going to be well worth it. We, you know, we all hate Stevenage if you're a Carlisle United fan. They're a horrible team to play against, and it's a horrible manager that they have in charge.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't hate Stevenage, we just hate Steve Evans.
Did you see that meme of him? Like, he was like celebrating with his fans, and it was like as it, like the zip on his coat had the strength of the Hulk or something like that. He was like trying to like pump his fist, and like it just looked like his coat was going to rip off him. It looks funny, man. I'll have to find it for you. But yeah, you know, that's really positive news for Carlisle fans who want to save a little bit of money on the 23rd of March. Gentlemen, we're going to move on to play everybody's second favourite game. But before we do that, we're going to have a few words from a couple of our sponsors.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewellery from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to play everybody's second favourite game. That's right, it's time for True Blue or Not a Blue. And because Will's not here, I've gone for the most recent edition we've ever played on record. It's True Blue or Not a Blue 2002. That's right. That's right, lads. 2002. Liam, how old were you in 2002?
-2.
So, you know, just to give people some perspective, basically, you know, it might be to me, I remember it quite well, and I remember all the names, but obviously, you know, to other people out there and listeners, it's still a bit of a challenge. And it's you know, it's time to play, gentlemen. You know the aim of the game, you know what the game's all about. It's of course trying to find the red herrings, the players that weren't a part of the Carlisle United 2002 squad, and being able to label them as not a blue and find the true blues. Right, lads, it's time to play True Blue or Not a Blue. Here we go. The first name on the list is Luke Weaver.
Ooh. I feel like we're going to get none with Will not being there, by the way.
I know. I haven't heard. I haven't heard.
Well, Will would have been playing this on Championship Manager. Like,
yeah.
He'll have been able to, you know,
he would have smashed
these
this.
People. Yeah.
Instinct is true.
I think it's true, yeah.
It's in true for Luke Weaver. Okay.
Yeah.
It's correct, lads. Well done. Luke Weaver was a goalkeeper of first choice for Carlisle United during the 2002 season. Lads, the next name on the list is Alex May.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we'll go with not a blue.
I'm going with not a blue. We're going with not a blue. And you'd be correct, lads. Well done. You're doing okay so far.
Unsurprisingly well.
100% record. Yeah. You're going up really well so far. The next name
just
on the list.
Just try and sound confident. People will believe you. That's the way to go.
That's it. You're just going to keep going quick. That's it. And just rip it off like Band-Aids, all the questions. Stick with your instincts. So Lee Madison.
I don't think this one's right either.
No, I think it's not a blue.
Yeah,
not a blue.
Right, so we're going with not a blue, lads. It is a blue, I'm afraid. I'm sorry about right. that. Lee Madison was a blue. He was a left back for Carlisle United. The next name on the list is Lee Andrews.
this one's not true.
Yeah, not a blue. I feel like there's going to be an Andrews as the fifth one, maybe.
Yeah, a different Andrews.
Not a blue for Lee Andrews. And you'd be wrong again, lads. I'm afraid Andrews was a blue. And in fact, he follows us on Instagram, the Blue Army Podcast. You might actually be listening.
Sorry, Lee. After this.
Might actually be listening, yeah. But no, wrong again, lads. Unfortunately, it's a 2 out of 4. Let's see if we can end it on a high note, though. The last name of the list is Lee Burns.
So many Lees.
I mean, the last two have been true blues, so just going off that.
But I think he's maybe saw that there's three Blees and put them all in.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, you know, we've got about 5 different Joshes in the squad. Jacks, loads of Jacks. I think this one's true, but I'm fully prepared for him to say that it's not.
So what should we say then?
I think true. True blue.
True blue then.
You're going with true blue, lads. It's not a blue, I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
No, you started so well.
We'll come back. We need you.
You started so well, lads. You started so well. But we're going to, we're going to limp into the match report. But, maybe we're going to be a lot more positive this week in the match report. You know, it wasn't as bad as last weekend's 4-goal disgrace, unfortunately, that we suffered last week. This weekend, it was only a 2-1 defeat at the hands of Bristol Rovers. And as I always do, I'll give you the Carlisle United starting lineup for the game, which featured Lewis in goal with a starting lineup of Lewis in goal, a back four of Finn Back, Sam Lavelle, John Mellish and Jack Armour. There was a midfield four of Neil Gibson, Vella and Charters, and a strike partnership of Diamond and Armstrong. Lads, the formation's changed. It looks to be Neil being utilised as a utilitarian role, that Makaleli role, the sort of cultured midfield, almost Pirlo hybrid role, trying to sit back, be that link between the defence and the attack. And, it paid dividends. I feel like it really did. You know, we seemed better and we were more retentive on the ball. We kept the ball better and it allowed Charters to go forward, Gibson and Vella to go forward. And we saw, Vella score the goal on the day. Is this the formation, Max, that you want to see more of going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we did play a lot better, didn't we? So there's obviously good signs coming out of it. But unfortunately, I don't think we've actually found our best system yet, which is obviously why we are where we are. So
yeah, and I mean, kind of spoilers, if you look at the lineup for tonight, it's different again. So it's
I mean, I just want us to find a system that we're comfortable with. But, yeah, I mean, we couldn't have stuck with what we had, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a little cheeky look at the sort of like what the formation's supposed to look like tonight. Yeah, it looks like
it's meant to be a 5-3-2.
Yeah. I mean, it might be the same. You know what BBC is like on reporting this kind of stuff. Think, and we can talk about it now, actually. I mean, we'll talk about Carlisle's first goal first, and then we'll talk about like the second goal and what I felt like could have been prevented by the second goal. Things actually started pretty well for Carlisle United for a change. At the end of an unsuccessful corner, the ball was whipped back in. There was a mistake made by the Bristol Rovers defender who seemed to just flick it on behind him right into the path of the fantastic right into the path of the new Carlisle United signing, Vella, Josh Vella, scoring again for Carlisle United. Lads, it's nice to see people in the right position, isn't it? Liam, it's essential for these new signings to get going.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that it's Josh Vella that's, the one that's kind of been in the best form, because he was the most kind of underwhelming of the signings, I think. So it is quite nice to see him be the one that's kind of hit the ground running, but I think it is important if there is any chance of us staying up, because I feel like we were relying heavily on these January recruits when we were coming into January. So
yeah,
it is important for them to start strong.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Simpson said about the two goals that Bristol Rovers scored. He said the first one was a fair bit of quality, but the second one was Carlisle United's defending. And this is what I was going to mention earlier on, but I've waited until now to mention. It's been heavily rumoured that the reason Paul Huntington hasn't been playing is because, one, he was the player that refused to warm down, that we spoke about last week. Two, he's basically just like he's got the contract appearance clause thing going on. So like if he plays too many appearances for Carlisle, he'll trigger an extra 1 year extension. And because tensions were high potentially between him and Simo, he was sat on the bench, so he couldn't trigger that contract extension. Now tonight he's been put into the starting 11, and I would argue, lads, that that second goal would have been dealt with better if you had that kind of leader in the back line. I'm not saying that's that it had to be Huntington that was going to close the person down, but I do believe it could have been Huntington that maybe gave the instructions to get on. You what, sorry?
Yeah, just kind of that better organisation, having a leader at the back.
Exactly, and the captain is back. He wears the armband tonight. And I also think, lads, that, you know, it looks like we are going down. We probably should trigger Paul Huntington's 1 year contract extension.
Yeah, I was
keeping him at the bloody club in League Two. If we're going down, don't you want to keep Paul Huntington around? I mean, I would.
Isn't he already here next year though?
No,
it'll be an extra year on top of that.
I don't think so. I think it was like a trigger thing.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But I thought the other.
I mean, yeah. You know, you could say fair enough if he's already got a year next year, anyways. But I would. I'd be surprised if they would have given him that big of a deal when before the pie tax had come in. But
yeah, it's exactly. A weird one. I hope he's here next season.
Well, that's it. I mean, like, it's encouraging signs to see him put into the back lineup for tonight's game against Burton. But you know, is this just another rotation, or Max? Would you like to see Huntington come straight back into the side? He is the captain and see us through to the end of the season.
Yeah, I would. I do think we're a better side defending when he's in the team. And I think, you know, when he did get injured, it did sort of coincide with lack of stability, you know, in the defensive third. So, you know, we started the season pretty well defensively, I thought. We weren't conceding that many goals, and then he gets injured and then sort of goes out the window. So, yeah, I do like him.
And we'll see how things progress with Paul Huntington as he obviously gets himself introduced to the Carlisle United stand-up at starting lineup at the time of recording in about, what is it, 13 minutes that game's going to kick off against Burton Albion. So we'll see how he gets on. And we'll be able to talk about it, obviously, next week on the Blue Army podcast. Lads, we'll move on and we'll have a little listen to what the listeners had to say about the match, or at least the people that follow you guys on social media that like to share their opinions anyway. What have we got this week, gentlemen, when it comes to the match reaction from the listeners? Liam, do you want to kick things off this week?
I will. This segment always catches me really off guard because I'm never ready for it. But but I've got it here now. Jimmy C. Burfield says, Simo infamy. The playing squad is psychologically battered at the moment. Honestly, I aim to enjoy the remaining games, take them one by one. Next August, though, that's my focus. The club is in a building up phase. I have faith in the process and Simo.
Okay.
So, kind of positive one there.
It's that's nice a to pretty hear positive a bit more one. Positivity, yeah.
Yeah. To sort of hit that right back down. Sun Raider says, I've been sure for a few weeks now we're going down. It is what it is. Still back the lads all the way. To be fair, that's kind of a little bit positive there as well.
Kind of doomsday prepper positive, isn't it?
Yeah. And a lot of these comments are just slating me for saying that Ben Barkley was playing when he wasn't. So I'm just trying to skip through them ones. Okay, here's a more negative, controversial one from Gary McKay. He says, not a single backbone or brain cell in that entire team. It's insulting to see how little they care about Carlisle United. I can't name a single thing we've done well this season. Only reason we've gotten any results in cause the other team were just as bad. Not because we were good. Okay, some weird spelling there, but you know, he gets the point across.
I mean, you know, I feel
Shrewsbury and Bolton, I remember as being good.
Yeah, especially Bolton.
I thought we played okay.
Yeah, Yeah. Even this Bristol Rovers game, I think there were positives to take from it.
Yeah. My comments aren't as positive, to be fair, unfortunately. But Liam, have you got any more comments?
None that I can read out.
Well, I'll jump in with a banger then. Absolute turd with the appropriate emoji. League two next season. Fact.
Loving that.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
That was from MC underscore Shaw underscore T101.
Oh, the way you read that, I thought it was another from one, a guy Freddie... called Absolute Turd. I'm kind of disappointed that you've crushed my dream.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said anything. But... next one's from Freddie Newton 07. Disgraceful. Don't trust Simo in the summer. Don't think he'll get the right players in.
I don't know how much influence Simo's going to like really get over the player sort of like bringing in. I feel like, you know, he'll get a final say probably, but like I don't think he's going to concern himself that much. I feel like he understands that there's going to be a new recruitment system set up sort of around him.
Yeah, to be fair, I think the recruitment has been below par. But
yeah,
and again, I still think it's too early to say really. We're only in February, so...
yeah.
I'll read one more out from m.warwick849, which says, shocking, no direction, no drive, no clue.
Well, so, yeah, your lot have been a bit brutal, yeah. but you know, it's a true perspective. Yeah. It's a true perspective. But we know there's much improvement, as a few people have already said, you know, more Liam's comment section than Max's comment section, obviously. And because of that room for improvement, lads, is there anyone that you'd like to nominate for a Man of the Match award, potentially? Max, is there anyone you'd like to put forward for that?
It's hard to kind of give one because I didn't watch the game and I didn't listen to it. So I'll just say Josh Vella for scoring.
I feel like that's a good shout. I feel like that's a good shout. And I'd also just go for Josh Vella as well for scoring. Max?
Me, yeah.
Liam.
Liam, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to agree with you, I think. You know, bit naff, just go with the goal scorer.
Yeah. But like, at least we're positive enough to give one this week. That's what I was trying to do. Yeah. At least. This sort of like, you know, be more positive going into tonight's
Yeah, because none of us would even contribute at Cambridge, would we? You know, it was all just like I refused to name anyone.
Rightfully so.
I mean, rightfully so. You know, rightfully so. And we don't want to dwell on things too much because the Burton Albion game kicks off soon, and that should be the start of a new beginning. The saviour of the season, potentially, and that game's going to kick off in 8 minutes. So I'm time conscious, lads. So we're going to dive on to the next bit, which is obviously the predictions. For next weekend's, or the weekend coming, sorry, opponents, which is, of course, Reading at home, the team we spoke about with their points deduction. It might make them spicy, lads. You know, it might make them a bit more difficult to win. But obviously, because we're going to be, you know, on the back of a victory after tonight over Burton, we're going to walk in to the Reading game at home with a fantastic atmosphere. And we're going to continue the form. And we're going to, you know, like I said, it starts tonight. So it's going to continue against Reading. It's going to be a hard-fought game. It's going to be 2-1 to Carlisle on Saturday against Reading. Liam, what are you going to go with?
I think there might be protests at that game because I think it's probably the first time after things. So I'm going to be the first person ever to predict the game is going to be postponed.
Oh, okay. You think there's going to be like some kind of pitch invasion?
Interesting.
Thing? Yeah.
And then it's going to get called off. Right, okay. Max?
Interesting. I'm going to go 2-1 as well. I had a weird feeling today at work that we were going to win 2-1. So obviously it's going to happen.
Well, you know, your weird feelings normally come true, I'm sure.
Unfortunately, they don't.
But lads, we'll move on to start playing everybody's favourite game.
Guessing the player.
Guessing the player. Guessing the player. Let's go for it, boys.
Guessing the player.
Guessing the player.
I call guessing the player.
Guessing the player.
It's right, boys. That's right. It's time for everybody's favorite game, guessing the player. It's Max versus Liam. And this week, I've got written down on my piece of paper that Liam is the home team against Max. It's a top of the table clash, I believe. Max has successfully defeated me last week. Stop it. I'm building something up here. Trying to make some atmosphere. Max, you know, you're on your way back to resurgence. You're doing pretty well. Once again, you got yourself a victory last week against myself. So how are you feeling going back into this game against Liam?
Feeling good. I'm focused on sort of building momentum after that win because I was sort of starved of points for a while. So I'm hoping to bounce back a bit.
Now, Liam, you've been top of the league in previous seasons. You've been top of the league before this season, probably. And, you know, it's time for you to really prove you've got some metal and you've got some steel to stay at the top because, you know, it's difficult to stay at the top. So how do you feel going into this game with all eyes on you?
A little bit surprised because, not going to lie, I kind of thought I was the clue guide. Quietly confident. I hope the player you've got is also the player I was just researching about.
Well, you've got one in the bank anyway. Everyone,
you've got one in the bank for next time, yeah.
You've got one in the bank for next time. I wonder if I just surprised one of you and was like, you're doing guessing the player, like just on the show.
Well, I just forgot whose turn it was and I was like, oh God, I think it might be mine.
No, I'm pretty sure I just pick up random. Who's got enough time to make a guessing the player? Probably this person's got enough time to do a guessing the player today. But no, lads, it's me, I'm the clue guide. And like I've already said, Liam, you're the home team. Max, you're the away team. So Liam, you're going first. And the first clue is this player had one loan spell with Carlisle United before he signed a permanent contract with Carlisle United in 2009.
Oh, Christ. I can't really remember that era. So I'm just going to have to say... is it? Oh, there's two names in my head. Joey Garner.
It's not Joey Garner, I'm afraid. Unlucky. It's a good guess, though.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's a good guess, and Max, you'll be floundering then because that's what you were gonna say. Have you got another idea?
Yeah, I have. Francois Zocco.
Francois Zocco. And it's not Francois Zocco, I'm afraid, Max. Unlucky. We'll move on to the second one. It's difficult this week, lads, I'll be honest. It's difficult. I don't know why I chose this player. But here we go with the next second clue. Is that this player has played for both Bristol City and Bristol Rovers.
That doesn't help at all. I'm just going to go with my other answer. I don't think it... In fact, I know it's not right. Is it... Who was I going to say? Oh God! Okay, right, that's gone. Michael Bridges, maybe.
It's not Michael Bridges, I'm afraid. It's not Michael Bridges. You know, he did come in on loan, but it was after he signed his permanent contract with Carlisle United. It was on a second spell with Carlisle United. Max, it's time for you to have a guess. So, you know, he played for both Bristol Rovers and Bristol City, signed for Carlisle United permanently in 2009 after being on loan.
I'm going to go with John Paul McGovern.
JP McGovern, the man, the myth, the legend. It's not, I'm afraid. It's not JP McGovern. It's not. Lads, like I said, it is difficult. And we're going to move on to the last one. There's 1 point available here left in the game. Liam, it's your turn. This player scored 18 goals in 73 games for Carlisle United.
I honestly have no idea. 2009 players. Is it... The only one I had was Joe Garner. I was banking on it being Joe Garner there. Because he's the only one I can remember that alone. Oh, Jesus. I just hope Max doesn't get it, to be honest, because I'm kind of happy with a draw coming out of this. Okay, 2009. Let me think about this. Who's that guy? I've got a face in my head, but I don't have a name for him. No, but even then, I don't think he'd still be playing, would he, if he was in 2009? I'm just going to have to... What was he called? and I know exactly, and I'll know when I hear it as well. It's I have no idea. I'm just going to say something that's wrong. Danny Granger. It's not
Danny. No, it's not. You knew it wasn't Danny Granger, though. You knew it wasn't Danny Granger. Max, have you got a guess?
Yeah, I don't think it's right, but I'm going to say Glenn Murray.
Glenn Murray. It's not a bad shout, but it's wrong, I'm afraid, lads. It's been a difficult one this week, and it's my fault. I do apologise. The right answer was Joe Anyensa. That's right.
Never heard of him.
Joe Anyensa. 18 goals in 73 appearances. He's not a slouch, is he? You know,
That's not bad. Right.
It's not pretty bad, but I was five.
He played up front with Vincent Pericard.
I don't know who he is either, to be honest.
You don't know Vincent? He played for Juventus and Carlisle United, man. Come on, Vincent Pericard.
2009.
He scored the scorpion kick. You know, the legendary scorpion kick. The best goal the Waterworks has ever seen. Well, apart from Jimmy Glass, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say Jimmy Glass's.
unbelievable lads. Well, I feel like we finished in good time, gentlemen. It's 8:15, which means it's time for Carlisle United versus Burton Albion to kick off, and it's also time for us all to say goodbye, really, because there isn't really anything else left to do apart from saying bye for now.
Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.